Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Tzadik Zayin. We're holding in the middle of the Amud. Arba Snifim Shel Zov Hoyusham. We're referring back to the Shulchan and the Lechem Apunim. And we learned yesterday that there were four pillar shapes. Mendy said that Shaitach in the Yiddish Shtitze. In English, in the article, it says props. But they basically looked like the two ends of a bookcase. And the Konim were like the shelves in between, and on them we had the marochos of the lechem apunim. So there were four snifim altogether, four such pillars, four such supports, two for each one of the marochos. The Torah says that there was sheish, there were six lechem apunim, sheish hamarochos. Each marocha had six, one on top of the other, and each one of these marochos had the two snifim. So therefore, two marochos of the 12 chalas, we had four snifim altogether. Where does this come from? Says in the pasuk, we're talking about the shulchan. It says vasisa ki aroisav chapoisav uksoisav umanakiyoisav ashi yusach behein zohav tohar. It's the arshin the gemara. What means ki aroisav? Ki aroisav elu defusim. These are the three types of defusim that we spoke about yesterday in the gemara. Defusim means molds or forms in which they would go and form and shape the lechem upon him. The first ones were the one that you actually produced the batter, you kneaded the dough inside that form, and that gave it the basic form. And then they would transfer it from the form of the batter into the form that was inside the oven for it to bake. And then after the baking was over, they transferred it from that form to a third one where it would stay until they put it on the shulchan. And then that's what it says, Kerois. And then it says, Kapois of Eilu Bezichen. That's the Bezich Levoina, where they had the two Bezich Levoina that were makriv every single Shabbos Kodesh to be matir the Lechem. What a Ksois of, oh, Eilu Snifim, that's what we're talking about over here. The Snifim, those are the pillars that are standing next to the Shulchan or on top of the Shulchan. Depends, we had a Machloikis about that. And they're the ones that hold the Lechem in place. Umanakiois of Eilu Konim. Oh, the Konim, these are the reeds that divide between each one of the chalas, they're underneath one chal on top of the other chal. Ashi yusach behein, what's my yusach behein? Shemesachin behein es alechem. As a result of those reeds, the reeds are like schach, which are hovering over the lechem, in between one level of lechem and the next. You have these konim, so it's considered like to be like schach. Good. Moisim Rava, Freit Rava, you're telling me that the snifim and the konim are part and parcel of the construction of the shulchan, therefore they're minat Torah. Moisef Rava, you guys kicking the Rashi? Rashi and Chumash says that there are two pshatim.
Oh, exactly.
100%. Rashi and Chumash says that there's another pshat that's just the opposite. That the Ksoisev are the Konim and the Menachi Yosef are the Snifim.
I Gemara.
No, so Rashi brings both. I said there must be a Medrash that, or another Gemara, Yishalmi to be, Eichleister's Kahanim, Amachilta, somewhere else where it uses the other definition. But Rashi quotes both our Gemara as well as the other pshat. But the Master comes out the same. Either this is the Snifim and that's right. The Konim, or this is the Snifim and that's the Konim. Okay, Moisim Rabba, but Kent Nukikim. Loisid the Konim, but the Tilos and Doichus the Shabbos. We said in our Mishnah that setting up the reeds in between the Chalas, as well as removing them, neither of those are Doichus Shabbos. But rather, before Shabbos, they had to remove the reeds between the Chalas, and then Matzah Shabbos, they put them back. So if you're going to go and tell me that the requirement to have snifim and konim is minat Torah is in bazoi, am I in derchas Shabbat? That's part and parcel of the requirements related to the lechem apanim. Just like when it comes Shabbos, you're allowed to and you have to go and shech the korban tamid shoshach and tamid shbein aboyim the kabbanis musaf. How you had a shecht on Shabbos? Because that's what the Rabbeinu Shalom told us. That's what you're supposed to do. So what you're supposed to do is set up the lechem apanim with snifim mit konim. So what do you have to take it off before Shabbos, after Shabbos? What's going on? Everything the kasha. We learned in our Mishnah yesterday, and we had this back in the blaze of the Mila. Since you're able to go and do these malachas before and after Shabbos, so don't do them on Shabbos. What are the malachas that we're talking about? So Rashi says it's zeitzchos Rashi. We're not talking about a diraisa, but a dirabanan, and the rabanan is it's mechse kiboyne v'soyser. By putting these rods in and reeds in and you take them out, it looks like you're building something, it looks like you're taking something apart. And Barry already asked yesterday, and in Binyan Bekalim. But nevertheless, this is something that they were choshish for, and chetchila, if you could do it on Friday, you could do it Matzah Shabbos, do it then, instead of having to be doich Shabbos. Zokti Yomara, I don't understand. What's the whole reason for putting the reeds in between the different challahs, time and night, to lelefesh, the lelefesh lechem, so the lechem shouldn't get moldy, that there should be a lot of ear ventilation between one challah and the other. And therefore, Feit of Yomara, what's going to happen is, if you're taking all of these reeds out, so you're going to have six lechems all on the top, one on top of each other, don't they have a potential problem that there's no ear ventilation, and it can get moldy? So the we're talking about a relatively short period of time. After all, the lechem was on the shulchan for a whole week, 7 times 24 hours. However, on Friday before Lechzen, they would take out these reeds. They would put them back on Matzah Shabbos. So you're talking about maximum a 24, 25, 26 hour period without the reeds. And we're talking about the old lechem for the first half of Shabbos and the new lechem on the second half of Shabbos. So the old lechem for a period of 12, 13 hours won't have the benefit of that full ear ventilation. No! The brand new challahs that you're putting on in the middle of Shabbos, they won't have that full ear ventilation until Matzah Shabbos. And such a short shear of time, I'm not concerned about it getting moldy. How does this work? The Kehanim would go in from Erev Shabbos, and they would go and remove the reeds. They would put it on the floor next to the Shulchan. And wondering, where do I take it? They put it on the floor. Yeah. So you look at the toises in the middle of the Yamad, the Orka Shul Shulchan. And that is like the third floor. Al-Ritzvah, on the floor. They would go and put it next to the Shulchan, to the length of the Shulchan on the floor, inside the Hechel. Probably there's another term instead of limdoid, with maybe it's lamoid. We straight to the word lamid. Lamed on the side. Laniach. Otazai. So there wasn't any in the room on the shulchan to put them down.
To put them on the floor, it feels like
dirty.
I'm sure that
it's not covered. I don't know if it's dirty right now. Covered, just maybe. I don't know. It just somehow this.
But they had to put it somewhere. So they put it over there temporarily. I'm sure they wiped it before and after all the rest. Okay. Anyway, they took it off on Erev Shabbos. On Matzah Shabbos, Nichnas. Now the coin goes back in. The same coin, a different coin, goes on Matzah Shabbos. Magbir Rasher Shal Challah. He goes and picks up now the ends, the sides, the heads of the challah, so to speak. Or Machnas Kara Tachter. B'chois Magbir Rasher Shal Challah. Machnas Kara Tachter. In other words, he does one after the other. He puts these coin back in. Puts them back into the two supports and the two sides. Arba chalis tzrichais shloisha kanim. Well, yoina in tzricha elishnaim lefish ena leam masli. Atachtein in tzricha kalika lefish venachas altira shel shulchan. Ah, so we have six which are towering one on top of the other. Between the bottom most, says the Gemara, was on tira shel shulchan. That means it was on the shulchan itself. So you didn't need to put any reeds underneath that. So you put reeds on top of that. Between challah 1 and challah 2. That's one. And then between 2 and 3, that's 2. Then between 3 and 4, that's 3. Then between 4 and 5, it's 4. So they had 4 sets of reeds between Chalas 1 through Chalas 5. Since there were 3 reeds each time, 3 times 4 is 12. Then on the top of the 5th Chalas, between the 5th and the 6th, since there's only one Chalas, it's not 2 Chalas on top, they only had to go and put in 2 reeds. And therefore that's 12 plus 2 is 14. And that's what we learned in the Mishnah. 14 for one Marocha, 14 for the other Marocha. Give it a hand, because a hand, Yudalid, is also 14, and you put the 14 and the 14 together, it gives koyach to the rods and the reeds to hold up the lechem, that it shouldn't fall, and it shouldn't have problems with mold, because it's nicely ventilated. Zayikit. Fine. Bottom line is, we brought it right from that brisa, that they removed it Erev Shabbos, and they put them back on Matzah Shabbos. Tanan Hasa. Okay, now from here, until the end of today's Gemara, which will mean the entire Amud Beis and into the Amud Aleph of Pesach Ches, the Gemara is going to get into the size of the amos that were used in the Mishkan and in the Beis Hamikdash. The amos that we normally think of are amos of 6 tvachim. However, as we'll see, there were certain amos in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash which were only of 5 tvachim. Which ones are those? Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda. As we'll see momentarily in the Mishnah, a Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, where the Mishnah explains. Then All of the Amis that were in the base Midrash, these were mid-sized Amis. Now, we would normally think mid-sized Amis means somewhere between 5 and 6, because 6 is the normal and 5 is the smaller ones. But as Rashi tells us, and as we'll see, in fact, there were Amis which were larger than 6 Tvachim Amis. And therefore, the 6 Tvachim, that's considered to be the Beinani for purposes of Argimar, as Yimar is going to say all the way at the end of the Sukkim.
The Tefach always was standard. The Tefach didn't modify. Okay. So is it correct?
Correct. It's only the Amis which are larger or smaller, but the Tvachim always the same. It's called Amis Shayyib and Mikdash Bein Noyers. They were all mid-sized, meaning 6 Tvachim Amis. Chut, with the following 4 exceptions. Number 1, the Mizbech HaZov, that's a Mizbech HaPnimi, the Mizbech HaKtoires, which was a relatively small Mizbech inside the Heichel. They use that every day for purposes of being marked with the Ktoires. And as far as the Mizbech HaOyla, that's the big Mizbech, the Mizbech HaChitzoin, inside the Azara, that's the one that was 32 by 32, Mit HaKevish, Mit HaGamsa Maisa. The 3 parts of it were of the Tvachim of 5 Tvachim, Amis of 5 Tvachim. That's the Keren are the corners on top, Vassoiviv, that goes Arum and Arum, the Hayesoid, and that's the bottom, that's the foundation on the bottom. So those 3 were out of 5. The rest of it were 6 Tvachim Amis, but those 3, Keren, Tsoiviv, and Yesoid, as well as Mizbech Hazov, those were 5 Tvachim Dike Amis. But those were the only things inside the Mishkan Mizmigish that were 5 Tvachim. Everything else was 6. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Amis Binyan was Shisha Tvachim. The Amis of the Binyan, that was the actual building itself of the Mishkan Mizmigish, that was 6. Vishal Kalim, but all the Kalim were Chamisha. So it's not just Mizbech Hazov and 3 parts of the Mizbech HaChitzoin, Mizbech HaOyla, but everything, the Shulchan, the Menorah, everything was of these 5 Tvachim Dikke Amis. Based on this, we understand now what we learned yesterday in the Mishnah. We were talking about the Shulchan, and we said that according to Reb Yehuda, the Shulchan was 10 by 5. The Torah says, Vasisa se Shulchan, Ati Shittim, Amasayim Orkoi, V'ama Rochboi, V'ama V'chetzi Koimasoi. Amasayim Orkoi means 2 Amis, which L'chayde is 12 Tvachim. That's what Rameh said yesterday in the Mishnah, that the Shulchan was Arkei Yud Beis. However, Yehuda said that the Arkei was Yud, because he learned that every Amma of all the Kelim, including the Shulchan, was 5 Tvachim, therefore Amasayim equals 10 Tvachim and not 12. That was yesterday's Mishnah. That's how we get into this whole Sugya today. Good. Both Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda darshan the following pasuk, which talks about the amois of the mizbech, and the pasuk goes as follows. Pasuk, of course, in Yecheskel, like all the psukim that deal with these things, is the pasuk ve'ela midas mizbech ba'amois. The following are the midas mizbech when we are measuring the amois. So first, the bright or the pasuk starts off amo. Is Amma v'toifach. What does that mean? Explains both Rashi and Tosis. The normal shiur of the Amma, which is 6 Tvachim, when it comes to the Mizbeach, we're talking about a smaller Amma of 5 Tvachim, the Toifach, and another Tefach. So it's as if it says Amma equals Amma v'toifach. Your normal Amma is of 6 Tvachim, equal a 5 Tvachim Dika Amma with another Toifach, with another Tefach, so it's 6 all together. If you want to look at the last Toises, who says it nicely, the Amma is Amma, Amma, the Toifach, Pirish. Midas HaMizbeach, Yeh, Ba'oisen Ammois. Which Ammois are the Midas HaMizbeach? She Amma Benoinis, that's the 6 Tvachim Dika Amma, Machzik Behen, Mehen, that equals Amma, the Tefach, and Amma of 5 Tvachim, plus a Tefach is one more, is 6 Tvachim altogether. Fine. Now, that's in terms of the Mizbeach. Generally, the Mizbeach was an Amma, which equaled the Amma of a Tvachim, which means it was 6 Tvachim. However, there were 3 parts of the Mizbeach, plus the Mizbeach HaZohav, that were only an Amma, meaning the smaller Amma of the 5 Tvachim. Which 3 parts? You have the Cheiko Amma, you have the Amma Roichav, and you have the Gevula El Svasa Soviv Zeresa Echad, Those are the three parts of the Mizbeach HaOyla where the Tefach is, or the Amma is, the smaller five Tvachim Dika Amma. V'zeh Gava Mizbeach, and the same thing also applies to the Gava Mizbeach. What do these terms mean? Tchek Amma, Amma Roicha, Gvulas Vasasavit, what means Gava Mizbeach? So now the Gemara explains. Chayk Amma ze Yesoid. Yesoid means the bottom Amma of the Mizbech. Amma Roichav ze Soivet. That Soivet, that's the place where the Kahanim, we would walk around the Mizbech to do various avoidos, as Yimor is going to explain shortly, the Kahanim, the Malika Soiv. Anyway, it was a protrusion from the side of the Mizbech that you were able to walk on and go arum and arum the Mizbech. Ugvul al Svasa Soivet, Zeres Echad, that's referring to the Kronois at the top of the Mizbech on the four corners. That's referring to the other Mizbeach altogether, nothing to do with this Mizbeach. Now, for the key to understand our Gemara from now till the end will be these three. The Cheka Amma, which is the Yesoid. The Amma Roichav, that's the Soivet. Gvulat Vasa Sovet, Zeres Echad, that's referring to the Kronos at the top. Each one of them was only five Tvach. Now, the question is, when we say that there were only five Tvachim, do we mean five Tvachim in the height? Or do we mean five tvachim, what the Gemara calls the knisa? That means that it's receded in the structure of the mizbeach. We'll explain what that means in a moment. But before we get to that, the Gemara now says, what's the basis of the machloikis of Meir Rabbi Yehuda? Remember the Gemara said, Ushnei mikro echad dorshu. Zremeir sabar zehu the amabas chamisha. Since the Pasuk ends off the Zeh Gava Mizbeach, and the Pasuk began the Eilu Midos HaMizbeach, so therefore he's saying the Eilu at the Zeh, so for Mizbeach, Mizbeach, Zeh V'Ama Bas Chamisha, HaKol Amos Kelim V'Ama Bashesh, this is the exception to the rule that these special five, and even the Mizbeach itself wasn't entirely five, it was only partially five. Which parts? The three parts. The Yesoid, the Soivev, and the Kronos. But everything else was six. And the same thing applies to all other Kalim. They were all Be'ama Bas Shesh. From Yudah Sava, Kazeh, Yehu Kol Amos Kalim. That when it says in the Pasuk, Elim it, Zeh, it's not referring to Dafka these, it's referring to just like these, you should also have all the Kalim should be the same type of construction involving five Tvach. Good. So Kosol Kedaitach. Miyesoid v'ad soivev ba'ama bas chamisha b'goiva umay cheko ama v'ama roichev hachi ka'ama cheko ama v'ad roichev ba'ama bas chamisha goiva. So what are we referring to now? So now let's try to conjure up in our minds the shape of the Mizbeach. Those of you that have an art school Gemara, is that an art school Gemara over there?
No.
It would be good to have an art school, just so people should go and have a visual of what it looks like.
I think it's short here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. The famous expression that a picture is worth a thousand words, I think, is very appropriate. Shoyach Reb David for handing it over. We have the Mizbeach here. And the Mizbeach, of course, as we know, was more or less square. I say more or less because the Yesoid didn't go around all four sides, but we don't need to get into that for our Gemara. So the Gemara assumes it's 32 by 32, and there are different levels of 32. How do you get to the 32 by 32? That it's 32 by 32, psukim in Tanakh. But the very, very bottom was taka 32 by 32, arum and arum, the Yesoid. However, the Yesoid was only one amma. When we think of Yesoid, we think of foundations in the ground. Here we're talking about the bottom amma of the Mizbeach was known as the Yesoid. And one of the reasons why it was called Yesoid, because right after that first Amma, then the rest of the Mizbeach was receded or indented. It was no longer flush together with the bottom of the Mizbeach, but rather you were able to walk on that Yesoid, arum and arum. I'm sorry?
Stepped in.
It was stepped in. Oh, is that the right term? It was stepped in. How much was it stepped in? It was stepped in one Amma. There wasn't the Yesoid around the whole Mizbeach, but that's not to our understanding. Point is that it was receded, stepped in, pushed in, indented, fine. So how much is the rest of the Mizbeach now? The rest of the Mizbeach now, after one Amma, becomes now 30 by 30. Why does it become 30 by 30? Because you're now removing one Amma on each side. Now you've indented, you've pushed in the Mizbeach, and now therefore the rest of the Mizbeach, now 30 by 30. If you go to Liasoid, you add one on each side, it becomes 32 by 32. But now it's only 30 by 30. And then it continues on 30 by 30, up another 5 amois, until you reach what's called the Soivev. And the Soivev was the same thing like the Yesoid, in the sense that nothing happened other than once you get to the 6th Amma level of the Mizbeach, again it was stepped in. Again there was an indentation. Again it was receded. How much? Again an Amma. So, an Amma from all four sides. And you were able to walk on that Amma, the Kohanim walked on that Amma from time to time when they were doing Avodah. Okay, so what happens now? What happens now is the rest of the Mizbeach now is only 30. Is it 30? No, it's 28 by 28. Because all the way in the bottom was 32 by 32. After you got to the second Amma above the Yesoid, it was 30 by 30. And now when you get above the Soivev, it's now 28 by 28. And then the Mizbeach continues up for another 3 Ammas of Mizbeach, all 28 by 28. And then finally you get to the top of the Mizbeach, and now you add the Koronos, and that extra Karen adds one more Amma. So the actual physical Mizbeach was really only 9 Ammas tall, but if you go all the way to the top of the Koronos, then you're up to 10 Ammas tall, because the Koronos added one more Amma on the four corners to the top of the Mizbeach. Aha. And after the four corners, then when you go to get to the Maracha, again you are getting closer and closer. Comes first is something called the Mokum Hiluch Raglia Kahanim, the Kahanim that would do avoid on top of the Mizbeach, putting things on the Marocha. They had to have room to walk around. So that's already 26 by 26, because where the Kronis were, that was 28 by 28. Now we're moving in one more Amma. Here there's no recession. Just it's all open, if you will, on the top of the Mizbeach. And you moved one Amma further in, beyond the Amois that were in between the Kronos, and that Amma is called again the Amma Mokim Hiluch Ragli Kahanim. Some places it's also called a Soivev. We had a Gemara back in Zvachim that's also called a Karkoiv HaMizbeach. Anyway, a number of different Lashonis, but that's where the Kahanim would walk around the Marocha to make sure everything was done nicely and perfectly, and set up the Gizrei Eitzim and make sure that the Marochas was done. Fine. Bottom line is, how large is now the Marocha? It's 24 by 24, because I've moved in yet another Amma from the Mokem Hiluch Ragli Kahanim. When you hit the Kronos, that was 28 by 28. You go the next Amma into the Mizbeach, it's 26 by 26. You go beyond that Amma, now you have the Marocha is 24 by 24. So now, with that basic understanding, the Gemara should go relatively easy. Jok the Gemara. We just finished explaining that there are three parts of the Mizbeach that were five Tvachim. The Cheka Amma, which is the Yesoid, the Amma Roichev, which is the Soivev, and the Gevulas Vasasavev, which is referring to the Kronis, that they were five. But we didn't say yet five in which respect. Are they five in the height, or are they five in the amount of the recession, or the indentation, or the stepping in of those three? So the Gemara says in the Havmena, I assume, so Kasoka Daitach, Mi Yesoid Vad Soivev, that it's not only the Yesoid, and it's not only the Soivev that are Ba'amad Bas Chamisha, but rather the entire length, or the entire height, from the bottom of the Zbeach, from the Yesoid, until the Soivev, we thought each one of those Ammas were Amma Bas Chamisha, meaning of five Tvachim, begoyv in the height. Umay Cheika Amma vi Amma Reichem, when it said at the top of the page, on top of the Omud, as part of that passage from Yecheskel, Cheika Amma vi Amma Reichem, what does that mean? Hocheika Amma, not the Cheika Amma itself, and the Amma Roichav itself, but rather Mecheka Amma V'ad Roichav Amma, that entire Goiva, that entire height was Bas Chamisha Goiva. Aha, okay. The Gemara doesn't address the Kronis at this point, but as we'll see in another line or two, the Gemara is assuming that as far as the Kronis are concerned, it was not in the height, but that was in the Knisa, in the recession, that it was removed from the Mizbeach, a total of five. It means the breadth of it was five, and not the height was five. Mitchell will see that in another moment.
And so even in the middle, it's only talking about that recession area, because there's no substance. There's only empty spit. In the middle one of the three, we're talking about So in the case of the Amma, the Sod, the bottom, and the Kronos, there's dimensions to these vertically as well as horizontally. But in the Sod, we must be talking about the recessional area of five because there's nothing there. It's retracted. Am I correct?
At this point, the Gemara is assuming that we're starting from the Sod, going all the way to the Sod, and that entire six Ammas from top to bottom, that is, each one of them is five tefachim tall. So when you reach the soivet, going from the ground, you're climbing up, you're walking up, you're not walking up a full six amos of six tefachim, you're walking up six amos of five tefachim.
So it's 30 tefachim instead of 36 tefachim.
Exactly right. And as Gemara is going to explain it. So Zot Gemara, Kosal Kadaita, that was our Havamina. And then when it says in the Pasuk, Cheka Amma v'Amareichem, doesn't mean independently the Cheka Amma was five, and the Amareichem was five, but rather from the Cheka Amma, from the aside, all the way to the Soivet, that entire distance, that entire height, was six Ammas of five Tfachim each. Aha, okay, so now, how many more Ammas are there left on the Mizbeach above the six Amma line? Since we said the Mizbeach in its totality is 10 Amos tall, and if we're saying that only the bottom six were five tvachim, but the upper four were six tvachim, so how much does that add up to? Mizbeach kamahava, how tall is the mizbeach? 10 amos, 10 amos altogether, including the height of the kronos. Shis, six of the 10 amos we just decided were bnei chamisha. That's from the aside until the soivet. So six amos were five tvachim each. Does anybody know how much 6 times 5 equals? 6 times 5. 30. Okay, it's approximately 30. Everybody agrees? Oh, Rebellion, oh, it's a 30. Then Chamisha, I'm sorry, Shis b'nei Chamisha Chamisha. V'arboi, and the upper four amois, those were normal. B'nei Shita Shita. So they're 4 times 6 equals roughly 24. Right? Is that unanimous from Tovid Maskim? Good. So now we have altogether 30 down below, 6 times the 5, that's 30. And now we added 24 more on top, so it's altogether 54. It's kamahava, chamishim yarbo, oh, just like we said, 54. Paul gave them mizbeach kamahava, how much is half of 54? Anybody have an idea, Mendy, how much is half of 54? Half of 54? Roughly 27, right? Good. It's esrim b'shiva. So we have 27 altogether. Why is the Gemara pointing that out? Because at the halfway mark, there was the chuta sikra to be mavdul bein hadomu el yoinim edom matachtoinim, that those dams that you had to go and spritz on top of that had to be above the chuta sikra, and those dams that had to be below that had to be below the chuta sikra. So that halfway point is very important. That's the 27 amma, not amma, tefach line, which is halfway of 54. Good. So now let's start from up and go downward. Mikronis v'ad soiviv kamahava. We just finished saying a moment ago that from the kronis until the soiviv, which was 4 amas. And each one of those 4 amas was 6 tvachim. So how much is that? Esrim v'arbo is 24 going from top towards bottom, 24. Kamabotzil apalgin mizbeach. How much do you still have left to get to halfway the mizbeach? Since half of the mizbeach is 27. And we're going down 24, so from 24 to 27 leaves you with klasa 3 tvachim. And again, what's the importance? Utanam, we learned in the Mishnah, Chachal Sikra, Choygra B'Emtza, there was this red line, so to speak, or whatever exactly Sikra is. It was a line made out of inked in to the side of the Mizbeach. Choygra B'Emtza, Kedei L'Havdol Bin Dom Elyon, L'Dom HaTachtoinim, which dam did you go and spritz on top, or which dam did you do underneath?
Chathas B'Him and Olas Of above, everything else below.
Oilas oif above, chatas behem as well, and all the others were done below. Now the
why red?
That's like a
good color.
To make it as
red,
identifiable,
easily identifiable, right? How does the article say sikra? What is he? Volta says red. No,
but
so I read it correctly.
But the blood is red, so when the blood drips over the side of the mizbeach, it's going to kind of taint over the same
eye. I don't know why they made it a sikra, but
you make it yellow, some other color.
Yeah. Okay.
And it actually makes sense. This way, it won't look discolored. So then, after they clean off the blood, they repaint the sikra. So when the blood drips down, it won't cause a blending of colors.
Oh, right. So now you have official word. Now you know why. So that's all very fine and good, but what's the kasha? The kasha is how did they do the hazom, the mitzui of the oila soif? I think on the chata soif they had the hazom, but oila soif only did mitzui. So oila soif, or your oila bekevish, he would go up the ramp. In other words, the coin that's doing the oila soif would go up the ramp. Or one of the soif, when we get now to the soivev, and L'chadchili is supposed to do it by the Karen Droimis Mizrachis. There were times when it was very, very busy, and then it says that they went to the other Karen, the Karen Droimis Maravis. But Derech Klal, they did it by Karen Droimis Mizrachis. That's to the right, when you're getting to the top of the ramp, and now you're being poned towards the Amin, you're going on to the Soyvev, and you get to the Karen Droimis Mizrachis, which is the very first Karen when you're going up the Kevesh, going on that Soyvev, because that's the south eastern corner. Remember, the Kevesh was from the south. Mizrach is when you come into the Azorah, you're coming in from the Mizrach. So this is the southeastern corner. Umalikas Roshimimul Arpa, the Kohen would now do a Malika, and Umavdil. Mavdil means that he would separate the head from the rest of the body of the oif, as opposed to the Chatzas oif, who was Eina Mavdil. And Umoitzes Domal Kemizbeach, he had to go and do Mitziadam against the wall of the Mizbeach. And since he is standing on the Soyvev, and the Soyvev we just said now is within the top 24 Tvachim, which is higher than the 27 Tvachim, so that certainly he's doing it a Malam Echot HaSikra, so there's no problem whatsoever. That's not a problem. The problem is going to start now. What happens if this coin was extremely agile and acrobatic, and for some strange reason, instead of doing the Mitzi Adam over the Soyvev where he was standing by pressing it against the wall, he decided to go and bend over and do the Mitzi Adam below where he was standing on the Soyvev. Again, I don't know why he would do that, but he did it. So if he were to do it, Lamat Miraglov, beneath where he was standing, he'd have to bend over, presumably. Maybe he'd have to lie down. You can't lie down, you have to be standing. So he's got to do it in a very agile way, whichever. And what does he do? And he gives a Mitzi Adam below where he's standing. Afil Amakas. Even if he's reaching down a full Amma and he does the Mitzi Adam, it's Ksheira, it's still kosher. So far, that's the Braisa, and now we get to the Kasha. The Kasha is, since the Soyviv by definition is three Tvachim higher than the Chutta Sikra, how do we get to three Tvachim? Because we said that the entire Mizbeach was 54, and half of 54 is 27. Mendy confirmed that before, was 27. And we said that from the Kronis down to the Soyviv was 24. So he's standing now at the 24 Tefach level. Maximum to get to the Chutta Sikra below him is three Tvachim. If you're telling me that he can go and do the mitzvah up to one Amma below, Hakayoiv Elyoina Lamata, Elyoinim Lamata, Lamata Mishnei Tvachim. He's going to do the Dumm Elyoinim, which is supposed to be Lamal Michutta Sikra. He's going to be doing it two or three Tvachim below the Chutta Sikra, because if he's giving him a full Amma. Why does the Gemara say Shnei Tvachim? Because remember, from the base, from the Yisoid until the Soyvev, we say we're Amois Bas Chamisha Tvachim. So therefore the Gemara says, even if you're reckoning, if you're using this reckoning of five Tvachim, it's still the same thing. We were using... Okay, so since we're talking about five Tvachim altogether, so now, from where he is standing on the Soyvev, if he were to go down a full Amma, that Amma is an Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim, so then you have the three Tvachim, which are the distance between where he's standing on the Soyvev until Chatzi HaMizbeach, which is where the Chutta Sikra is. But if he's going to go and do a Mitzri up to a full Amma below where he's standing, that means he's going to go two Tvachim below the Chutta Sikra. Oy vavoy! He's going to do the Dhamma Yoinim Lemata Mechutta Sikra. That doesn't work. And so therefore, says the Gemara, apparently there's a different pshat, a different cheshma. Oh, zayikit. Is not Gemara nochem olim salamat miragla filam achas ksheira. Okay, you have yoinim lemata mishnei tvachim. Ella says Gemara, we start again. Start from the beginning. Elcheiko amo is knisa. Amaroichab is knisa. Kavulas vasa saviv is knisa. Ah, what does that mean? We're no longer talking about the goiva, the height. We're talking about the recession, or we called it before, the step-in, which means the bottom amma, all the ammas, from bottom all the way to the top of the Mizbeach, all of them were ammois bas shisha tefachim, and today for the height of the Mizbeach was 60 tefachim high. Alright, so what are we talking about, this amma of the five tefachim? That means the recession, when you're starting from the Yisoid, and now you move the Mizbeach and you indent it from the outer ledge, from the outer part of the Yisoid, to where you hit the mizbeach itself, that is called knisa. Knisa, it enters, it gets reseated, it steps in, it gets indented, whatever term you like. That width of the aside was 5 tefachim wide. So if you wanted to walk on the aside, be careful, because you only have 5 tefachim, you don't have 6 tefachim. It's not wide amma, it's a shorty amma, an amma only of 5 tefachim. Same thing is when you climb up until the soivev, you're going up the ramp, you go on the soivev, the kohen is walking on the ramp. Be careful, kohen, because you don't have a full width of an amma, you only have a width of 5 tefachim. Similarly, when you get all the way to the top of the mizbeach, you're going to go and find that amma in which resides the keren, that is also an amma only a 5 tefachim, because the keren itself was only a 5 tefachim in the width, not 6 tefachim.
So the kronos weren't perfect cubes, they were 5 by 5
according,
by 6.
According to this pshat. We're not finished yet. There's going to be yet another pshat in the Gemara. Okay, don't be noisy in Yet Hashem. We're going to get to it further. Ishakti Gemara is nachamul. Elam, Zutimar. Elecheiko amma. We're on the fourth wide line. Cheiko amma is knisa amma. Knisa means, again, the width of the yisoid as you go up higher and higher on the mizbeach. So the amma was the bottom amma. And now, if you were walking on that bottom yisoid, you'd find that the width of your walkway, of your path, was 5 tefachim. That's what we mean, the knisa. Amma roichev, similarly, when you're getting up to the amma roichev, which means the soivet, that was also knisa. That's the width of the soivet. Be sure you don't chas v'shalom fall off. It's only 5 tefachim wide. That's also knisa. That means by the Quran is also only that the keren was only 5 tefachim wide, as well as that amma between the Quranis was not an amma of 6 tefachim. It was only a small one of 5 tefachim.
And in this cheshbon, the 24 by 24 ammas in the middle.
We're going to get to that.
Oh, okay.
So, Gemar, Mizbeach, Kamahavaleh. So now, let's figure out how this works. How large is a Mizbeach? So first we say, Mizbeach, Kamahavaleh, Shittim. It's obviously 60 Tvachim tall. Why is it 60 Tvachim tall? Because it's 10 Amos, and each Amma we're saying is exactly the same. 6 Tvachim, 6 times 10. 10 times 6 is 60. Now, that's easy. Pazim Mizbeach, Kamahavaleh, which is half of the Mizbeach, plus 30. Okay, so far so good. Mikronis ad soiviv kamahava, working your way down from the kronis, going downwards to the soiviv kamahava. There were 4 amas altogether. Since each one of the amas were 6 tvachim, the whole thing was 6 tvachim. So therefore, 6 times 4 is chav dalid. Aha, okay, 24. So now when you're standing on the soiviv, you have 24 tvachim from the top of the mizbeach. Halfway down is 30. So from 24 to 30, how many tvachim you have left? You have 6. This is a kama butz of the palgan mizbeach. Shisha. 6. Aha. Utanan. Imasola. Matzmeragla. Fila. Amachas. Perfect. Right. Oh, wonderful. That's such a beautiful cheshbon. Feiti mora. 1 second. Legabi de goyve the cheshbon is great. But my ukimta, now you just said now that those 3 parts of the mizbeach, the Yesoid, the Soiviv, and the Kronos were receded by a Cheshvin of 5 Tvachim, not 6 Tvachim. Is that possible? I have now a new problem. 32 by 32. It went up 1 Amma, and then you did a Knesset of an Amma. That's called the Yesoid. Nimsa, Zokta Mishnah, how much is left? Shloishim al Shloishim. Freytimar, no, that's not true. Based on what you just told me now, it's Shloishim Ushnei Tvachim Ava. You have to add 2 Tvachim more. Because the recession, if you're starting off with 32, and now you are going up 1 Amma, and the entire receding part, the entire indentation is only of 5 Tvachim, not of 6 Tvachim, so you got 1 Tefach left on this side, 1 Tefach left on the other side, and so therefore the continuation of the Mizbeach continues
above the
aside is no longer 30 by 30, it's 30 plus 2 Tvachim by 30 by 2 Tvachim. Ha! Vesu, let's continue on. Ola Chamesh, you go up 5 more Amas and you hit the aside. Mikonis Amma, once again, the Knesset is a Knesset of an Amma, but it's a Knesset of an Amma of how much?
Bas Chamisha
Tvachim. Zeu Seiden. Nimtze Esem Ushmoina al Esem Ushmoina. So the Mishnah says that when you get up to the Soivet, since that also is receded by an additional Amma from all sides, so we're saying that becomes now, instead of 30 by 30, 28 by 28. It's not true. It's now Esam Ushmoina, the Arba Tvachim Avir, because we keep on adding another two Tvachim since the recession was only.
We carried over.
Atazoi. Say the chitayim. What's he going to tell me? As in shkefeda, kindly have a amalei choshev lei. The Mishnah doesn't reckon also tefachim because that's like petty cash. That's like change. You only talk about the big numbers, the big amas, and echanami the taka. Well, here's a small amount. Oh, we don't talk about the small amounts. So we round it down, if you will. So instead of talking about 28 and 4 tefachim, we say just 28. Oh, 1 second, Mokim Koronis. Let's go all the way to the top of the Mizbeach. That was Hamamizel vi Hamamizel. Shnuk Tvait to the Mishnah Nim to Esr Mishesh, Al Esr Mishesh. So now, when I go beyond the Koronis, onto the empty space on the Mizbeach, beyond the Koronis, I get to 26 by 26, because the Koronis and the space in between the Karen on all four sides, that was all to an Amma. So now we're up to 26 by 26. 1 second. It's not 26 by 26. Now we have to add yet another two Tvachim. And now if I add up two plus two plus two, I had two Tvachim at the Yesoid level. I had two Tvachim at the Soyuz level. And now two Tvachim at the Kronis level. It's six Tvachim altogether. Guess what? That's a full Amma now. If it's a full Amma now, it's no longer 26 by 26. It's now Esrim v'sheva hava, it's 27.
Small change adds up to big bills.
Exactly right. So tomorrow, like, Doc, the Mishnah, Nishkefel, Machnishka ganze gerida, everybody say, don't put up big placards and make demonstrations and kokaires. Shai, Nishkefel. 1 second, Nishkefel, we're not finished yet. Moki mila ravia kehanim was ammizevi ammizeh. The kahanim had to have a walk, have a kind of a walkway to walk around the Mizbeach, so that they should be able to go and set up the Gizri Eitzim and make sure that if anything fell off of the Marocha, to put it back on. So they had to have workspace, so to speak, on the top of the Mizbeach. And that was after the Koronos, the next Amma, Amma on all four sides. And now what happens? So beyond that Amma, Nimtza, the Marocha itself, was Esen V'Arbal, Esen V'Arba, that was the Mokam Marocha. Right, that's how the cheshbon stemmed. Frankly, more based on what we just said now, as v'chamisha hava. Since we're adding one more amma, it's 25. In other words, we keep on asking kashas in the middle of that Mishnah. The Mishnah started off in 32 by 32 and 30 by 30 and then 28 by 28 and then the next one. So 26 by 26, now we get 24 by 24. Don't tell me, loydok, that it's really 25. V'ksiv, because how do we know, Taka, that the Marocha was 24? Again, based on another pasuk from Yecheskel. Which day in the pasuk? Well, Ariel is referring to the Marocha on top of the Mizbeach. The reason why it's called Ariel, Zogne Mefarshim, because the word Kel means that the fire would come down from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and Ari, that the fire on top of the Marocha was Roivet K'min Ari. The way that the fire was situated and lying and crouching on top of the Mizbeach, it had the appearance of a lion. Anyway, so Ariel is referring to the Marocha on top of the Mizbeach. What was the shear? 12 by 12, it was square. It sounds like only 12 by 12. Kishuim, but the pasuk continues on, El Arbas Revov, to its four quadrants, its four quarters. So how do you get 12 by 12, and then you say that there are four quadrants? What it means to say is that the person who's measuring this 12 by 12 is standing mamish on top of the Marocha in the middle of the Mizbeach, and he's looking in each direction. In each direction, there's 12 here, there's 12 there, 12 there, 12 there. That's how you have your four quadrants. And therefore, you see that it's from one end to the other. He's counting, he's measuring from the middle. And therefore, what comes out is now you have 24. Okay, that's right. So that's the next shikul. So therefore, it says it's 24 and it's not 25. So this pshat also doesn't stem. How are we going to learn pshat in the Mishnah? So in the Mizbeach, in the height, we said it worked out perfectly. If everything happens to be 10 by 6 is 60, in the middle is 30, and then from the soyuv to the middle is 6 tvachim, you can bend over an amma, that works beautifully. But the Knesa, we got a big problem over here, because by the fact that it says that the Marocha was 24 by 25, and this shaitan pasik, you can't say, on the Mishnah, you can say the Mishnah is like dark. Okay, but the pasik shoktacha, there was exactly 24, and the pasik goes to great detail, he's standing in the middle, 12 by 12, the four quadrant, the gansamais, you see 24, Nishka 25. Says the Gemara, you know, I have an Eitzah. I like this cheshvan that I just made now because the goiva works out perfectly, and the soyvev, and the sixth tvach, and the amma, all of that is beautiful. So I want to keep this pshat. But the problem I had was that the mizbeach was one amma too big or too small, depending which way you look at it, and therefore we had this problem with the amma. So you know what? I have a good idea, says the Gemara. Why don't we go and say that in the breadth or the width of the mizbeach, instead of talking about that the whole mizbeach was 32 amos, all of them being uniform 32 amos of 6 tvachim each, why don't you say that 6 of the amos were lechatchila bas chamisha maiselahu? And meaning that in fact the real width of the mizbeach, when I say real, the way we think of the amos, it really wasn't 32, it was only 31. Well, what are you talking about? Because of those 32 amos, they were not all uniform the same size. Which ones were different? 6 of them were different. The 2 amos of the aside, the 2, when I say 2 amos, because it's an am on each side, the 2 amos of the soivet, also on each side, 2 amos of the kronos on each side, each one of those was only a bas chamisha. It was only bas chamisha, since I'm talking about 6 amos, so I'm going to take off 1 tefach per amma, therefore I'm taking off 6 tvachim altogether. If I'm taking off 6 tvachim, I'm taking off an amma. So therefore, in reality, the bottom of the mizbeach is only 31 by 31. The reason why we call it 32 by 32 is because we have a mixture of big ammas and small ammas, which together compose the full structure of the mizbeach. You have another picture? Oh, okay. Oh, does that help us? Why should you know?
No.
Let's take maybe another picture.
Another one.
Next page. No, do you have more pictures?
No, I have like a half of that.
Half of that. Oh, you should ask for a refund. Okay. This picture is going to be very important, but not to this Shikra Gemara, another line. We're going to get to that in a moment. But I hope everybody is following.
So how do we get to 31? So now we're saying the footprint of the Mizbeach was 31 amos of how many tefachim?
31 by 31.
31 by how many tefachim per amos?
By six. Sure.
Okay. It'd be much easier if we kept everything in tefachim, because that's at least a consistent unit.
What's the difference between 32 amos and 31 amos? What's the difference?
Either 6 tefachim or 5 tefachim, depending
on
which.
Everything is good in our lingo. Right. How many amos is it? Difference between 32 and 31.
One
amma. And in our lingo, how much is an amma? 6 tvachim. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Good. So therefore, the bottom, the footprint, as you call it, the aside of the mizbeach, was 31 by 31. The reason why we call it 32 by 32 is because some of the ammas that added up to the 32 were not full 6 tvachim dika ammas, they were 5 tvachim dika ammas. How many amas do I have to have of 5 tvachim?
I see. You're retracting, because you're retracting 3 times
2 tvachim each.
2 tvachim on each, as in the footprint, as it narrows, as it goes up. You go 32 by 32, then 30 by 30, then 28 by 28. Each time you're narrowing it, 2 tvachim.
Mm-hmm.
So if those were all 5, so it's a difference of 6 times, 3 times 2 is 6, which equals 1 full amma.
Right.
So if it's 32 by 32, 5 tvachim, it's the same as 31 by 31, 6 tvachim.
Yeah, but it's not 32 times 5 equals 31 by 6. That doesn't work out. What you have to do is, again, you have 10 ammas altogether. 6 of those ammas, 6 of the ammas means the bottom 2 ammas of the yisite.
Right.
The 2 ammas where you had the soivet.
Right.
The 2 ammas where you had the kronos on top.
Right.
Each one of those ammas were only bas chamisha tvach.
Right.
The other 4 ammas, which were not the yisite and the yisite, those were bas shisha tvach. So those were normal ones. 4 ammas were totally normal, 4 by 6. Means 4 amas of 6 tvachim each. The other 6 were only 5 tvachim each. So how much are you missing from the width of the mizbeach? You're missing altogether 6 tvachim. because six of the Amis are five Tvachim each. So they are smaller Amois. Normally they should have been six. They're only five. So for each Amu, we're taking off one Tefach. So we're missing six Tvachim. So you start your footprint, you start your side all the way in the bottom by 31 by 31, and you are one Amma less. As you keep on moving in the two Tvachim, eventually you get to the top of the Mizbeach. Instead of being 25 by 25, it's only going to be 24 by 24. That's the Gantz Chesh Nigmar. Pritayim v'shis minayim. You're going to tell me that 6 out of the 10 Amas in the Mizbeach meyikara bi Amma bas chamisha ma'isilahu, when they brought the material to build the Mizbeach, they didn't go and build it with full 32 Amas, of which each one of them was six Tvachim, six Tvachim, six Tvachim, six Tvachim. No. Six of them were only Bas Chamisha, so therefore I am missing out on the six. One Tefach, each one of those six Amois. So if I'm taking off six Tvachim, I'm really starting off with a base of 31 by 31. If that's the case in Kein Rav Chalo Azara, then I'm missing or have an extra Amma in the Azara. What's the extra Am in the Azara? Ditnan. And this is the next mission. This is what Reb David was showing us in the picture in the art scroll. Ditnan kol Azara hoisa oirech mea ushmoine v'sheva al roichav mea ushloishim v'chomesh. The length of the Azara, meaning starting from the entranceway of the Azara, till after the Kodesh Kadoshim, till the back wall of the Beis HaMikdash, that was altogether mea ushmoine v'sheva 187 Amis. Al Roichav, from Tzofoy to Doroy, that means the width was Meir Ushloishim B'chamish, 135. We're not going to go into the 135, we're only going to go with 187, but it's all very, very simple. Mizrach Lamar, if you're entering into the Azara from the Mizrach side, so you have all together Meir Shmoyne B'Sheva. How is that? Makad Yisrael Yisrael, where the Yidin, the Yisrael, were able to stand, Achas Esrayam, but that's the first 11 Amos, we know that. Makad Yisrael Yisrael, the next period, or the next piece in the Azara, was another 11 Amois, Achas Esrei Amma, until you hit the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was smack in the middle of the Azara, so there were 22 Amos on the right-hand side. In other words, if you're standing next to the Kevish, looking at the Mizbeach, to your right, there were 22 Amos, and to your left, there were 22 Amos. So those on the right, the 22 Amos, were split up 11 Ragli Yisrael, 11 Ragli Kahanim, that's 22. The Mizbeach itself was 32. How much is 22 and 32? Anybody have any idea?
Approximately 54.
And then Ben Ulam Velam Mizbeach. So now we're starting Ulam. We really say Mizbeach Ulam. He said Ben Ulam and Mizbeach was also Esra Mishtaim Ambas. Also again 22, because again the Mizbeach was centered in the middle. And therefore I have another 22. So since I had 54, I add another 22. 54 and 22 equals roughly 76, right? 76. A Heichol was Mea Amma. It was Mea Amma including the Kodesh Kedoshim. So now we have 100 plus 76, 176. After the Kodesh Kedoshim, till the back wall of the Beis HaMikdash was another 11. 176 and 11 is 187. But I have a big problem over here. According to our Cheshbon, that the Mizbeach was really only 31 by 31 instead of 32 by 32, so then there should be an extra Amma, either in the Drisus Ragli Yisrael, the Drisus Ragli Kahanim, the left, the right, somewhere.
The Mizbeach, right.
Exactly. We're missing an Amma. This Amma is missing in action. That's what Imar said. Imkid Rafkala Azor. The Azor has one extra Amma, which I have to account for, and there is no accounting for it. Says Imar, therefore we're going to go and mix and match. What means mix and match? And we start again. Elecheika Amma, which is the bottom Amma, is Begoiva. That's what we said, it's five Tvachim, means in the height of that. Elecheika Amma, remember, is the aside. The height is one Amma. The Roichav, Elecheika Amma is Begoiva. When we spoke about that these are the short Ammas of five Tvachim, the Cheika Amma, the aside, is Begoiva in the height. Amma Roichav is a reference to the Soidev. That's talking about Knesset. That was not in the height, but that is in the recession, the receded part of the Soidev. The Soidev is only five Tvachim.
Because there's no height in the Soidev, it's just it's a flat space.
Fine, good. Gevul Esvas Soidev, and we're missing a word over here, that's the Yad Gimel of the Shittim Gebetzes, is be Goiva. That's also talking about Goiva in the height. Ah, so Kum Techois, I'm only taking of the 10 Amois tall, I'm only reducing it by two Tvachim. that is that the one all the way in the bottom, the Cheka Amma, the Yesoid, was only 5 instead of 6. So that's one Tefach less. As well as the Koronois, Gevulas Vasasav, all the way on top, was only 5 instead of 6. So I'm reducing it now by 2 Tefach.
But in the height, in the flat, in the footprint area, the square area, on the floor, no changes being made. So we still have 187.
Exactly. That's how we solve that problem.
We preserve that. So now we go back to the problem of the Kohen on the Sovev, with the
it's underneath.
Right.
Right. He wants to go and do the mitzvah underneath where he's standing.
Right. So
we're not going to have a problem. It's going to work out beautifully. Okay. So the only one which is Knesa is the Sovev.
Right.
All the other two, not the only, the other two are Begoyve in the height. Now when the Gemara says Lishna Hochi explains Rashi means as far as the Knesa of the Koronis, I really don't know, but I don't really care. I don't need it for my Cheshbonis.
Right.
So now, let's make the Cheshbon again. Mizbeach Kamahava. What's the height now of the Mizbeach? Normally I would say it's 60, 10 by 6. Right. But since I'm taking out 2, I'm down to 58. Chamshim Etam, Tamnai. How much is Palgi the Mizbeach? How much is half of 58? Kamahava. Esvetisha is 29. Okay, so far so good. Mikron is Vad Soivev. Until now it was always 24, but now it's only 23. Why is it only 23? Because the Karen itself, what was the height of the Karen?
5.
So now when I had 4 Amis altogether from the Karen to the Soivev, those 4 Amis normally would be 4 times 6, which is 24, but I got to reduce it by 1 because the Karen is only 5, so it's only 23.
Right.
Okay, so that's fine. So Kamahava Essen Betisha, halfway is 29. Because that's why Kamahava is Essen Utlas is 23. Kamabotzel Palgan Mizbech, if you're standing on the Soivev and you're bending downwards, how much is there from the Soivev down to the Chasikra?
To the Chasikra.
To the Chutta Sikra, is Shiti have 6, right? The difference between 29 and 23 is 6. Perfect, Baruch Hashem, the Cheshbon works out perfectly. The only problem with this Cheshbon is, Rabbi Yisai, it's so strange to say that the Pasuk in Yechezkel, when it's talking about the Amos, we're switching from Goiva to Knesa, and then Knesa to Goiva. So Timur Dekanami, Dechsim, look how the Pasuk refers to it. Cheiko Amma, the Amma Roicha. Cheka Amma and the Amma Roichav, this is the Yesoid, and this happens to be the Soivev. Why here does it call the Cheka Amma, and here calls it the Amma Roichav? I'll tell you why it's called Amma Roichav. Because it's telling you that the Roichav, the width, not the height, the other two, the Cheka Amma, height.
And the Karen, the height.
And it's Vasal Tzolviz Aviv, height. Amma Roichav, that's so much. The Roichav means the Knesa, that's the width. Oh, that's Shema Mino. So therefore it's even Meduyuk in the Pasuk. Now, how does that help us? Because since we're talking about that there was only a Knesa of one place on the side of two Tvachim, so even though you're right on the Marocha, technically there was 24 plus exactly 2 plus 2 more Tvachim, although Dr. Shishan Kleinikai, that's really petty cash. If you had 25 Amis, you'd have a big problem. But you only have 24 Amis plus 2 Tvachim, because it was only one Knesa of 2 Tvachim. So the Pasuk doesn't make a tzimis about the 2 Tvachim, nor does the Mishnah. So that's all very good. Now we started off the Gemara by saying that the Meir says that the Amma Beinus, Trey Gemara become Amma Beinus, how much is that? Rabbi Yochanan Shisha Tvachim. Now how does that get to, okay, so before we get to how it gets to Shisha Tvachim, Om Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Avid, Afananam Tanina, we talk have a Rai from our Mishnah. It says the Mishnah Meir, Oima Shulchan, Orkoi Shnei Masa, Verroch by Shisha, Mechlal Dahavi Amma, stop, period. What is he trying to bring a Raya from our Mishnah? In the Mishnah we said, what's the Shir of the Shulchan? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was 10 by 5. According to Rabbi Meir, it was 12 by 6. Where does he get this from? Because Rabbi Meir said that the Amma that was used by Chola Kalim, with the exception of the 4, meaning the Mizbeach Azov, and the 3 parts of the Mizbeach Oila, which was Yesoid, the Soid, and the Koronis, everything else was the Amma Beinonis. So how much the Amma Beinonis? Rabbi Yochanan said, the Shisha Tvachim. I've arrived from the Mishnah, the Shulchan was Taka, 12. How do you get to 12? Because 2 times 6 is 12. Is the Chasimim that we're talking that the Amma Beinonis is 6. Yeah, that's all good. Zot Yimara, by calling it Beinonis, Mechal Dahavi Amid and Fishimina. Sounds like they were larger Amis. Yeah, they were. And you were. But tonight, Mamgalent. Shte Amis, we Beshushan, Abir, Achas, Alkeren, Mizrochis, Tzvoinu, the Achas, Alkeren, Mizrochis, Tzvoinus, Shalkeren, Mizrochis, Tzvoinus, Yisera, Ashal Moishan, Chatzi Atzva, Shalkeren, Mizrochis, Tzvoinus, Yisera, Alea, Chatzi Atzva, Nimtis, Yisera, Ashal Moishan, Atzva. What is all this about? There was a place in the Beis Hamikdash called the Shushan HaBira. Where exactly was the Shushan HaBira? So Rashi says, about Rashi, 10 lines at the top, Cheder Echad, there was a room, Hoya Bonui Al Shar HaMizrachi Shal HaZara. As you come to the Zara, the Shar HaMizrach, on top of that there was some sort of room, and in that room was Metsuyar, it was painted Kitab Neshushan HaBira. You looked at the room from the outside, from the inside, whatever it was, there was a beautiful painting and design. It looked just like Shushan HaBira, just like the Havdol going in and painting now the sky, the scenery of this, how do you call
skyline?
It? Skyline of New York. You see the different buildings, higher and lower and all the rest.
It evokes Shushan HaBira. I respect for Koresh.
We're going to see in a minute why. The bottom line is it was a tzir like Shushan HaBira. And in that room, they had Shtei Amish. Shtei Amish means two maklois, two long sticks. And the size, what did they use those sticks for? To go and measure the Amma. But these were not meticulous amois, but precise. Rather, not precise, thank you, not a precise amma, but rather it was an amma of six tvachim plus a chatzi etzba, and another makel which was six tvachim plus two chatzi etzbois. And therefore, nimtzis, it comes out, yiseir ha-shel moishe etzba, full etzba. V'lama amr, what's the reason why? Ach zil v'achz ketana, what was the purpose of this? Kadesh yu ha-umnin, noitim v'ktana machzirim v'gdoyla. When they would go and contract with the employees or with the contractors, go and build for us twice part of the wall or the kalim or whatever it was, then they would go and stipulate in the contract that the umnin noitlim biktana umachzirim bigdoyla, meaning that we would tell them that they have to go and build according to the larger amounts, and therefore they have to supply a larger quantity of bricks and stones or wood or gold or whatever they were using, whatever their materials were. And noitlim biktana, but the amount that they were being paid was in accordance with the smaller amount.
Hegdish made the bid offer spread. Hegdish always made the difference between the bid and the offer.
They baked that into the price.
The creditworthiness you got for being a contractor for the Beis Hamikdash was better than the best brand name. Exactly, the best brand name. We're so good. We're so reliable that the Gizbor hires us to do the construction.
Very good.
It's a loss leader.
But you don't need to say that. It may not have been a loss, but cloud. In other words, they knew that this is
why they built into the price.
They built it into the price. If normally they would have charged for an amma chvice $10 an amma, they would charge $10.50, knowing that it's
the price.
Whatever the amount was. Anyway, so why did they do this? If they're going to bake it into the price anyway, so just do the normal price, so they have to add and subtract. Because the concern was, if it's going to be exactly an amma, what happens if they're going to use some of those ammas or abuse them or misuse them, and it's going to be a fraction, a little bit less? So then we're going to be worried about being moiled the hegdish. So therefore, to be on the safe side,
they shaded it.
Okay, whatever, they made that differential, right. So they shouldn't come the day me'il chasashol. Okay. Now, the Tarkei Lomeli, what do I have to have? Two separate, one chatzi etzba, one a full etzba. Cholakas v'dehav v'chod alib b'nyana. If you're talking about materials made out of gold and silver, that's already very, very expensive stuff. So therefore, the differential between the bid and the ask, so to speak, the ketan and gedayla, was only half an etzva. If you're talking about binyamin, now you're talking about bricks and mortar and stone, so then they made a ganze etzva. Oh no, we could theoretically stop here, but we might as well finish 5-6 more lines, because it's all the same binyan. Tanan asa, we learned in the Mishnah. Sharon Mizrach Olav Shushan HaBira, like we just said, now there was this beautiful design of the Shushan HaBira. Tzura, that was the tzura. Frankly, in my time, why did they make such a tzura? Can you imagine you come into the Beis Hamikdash and you see a picture of New York or Paris or Lakewood. My time. One said that they should remember where they came from. Why is that so important? So look at the Rashi parallel. Presumably Kodesh, Shoytziyam Misham. We want to go and thank the Malchus that they allowed Ezra and Nehemiah to go up at the time of the second Beis Hamikdash to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, and we give them a gold Yeshekoyach. How do we remember that Yeshekoyach? By making a ganze picture of Shushan HaBira, we should remember the good old days, the Haim. Right. We collect in the Haim before they came to Beis Hamikdash. What's Amos Malchus Alein? So says the next Rashi, the Malchus Paras. This was a way for people to be somewhat intimidated, that they shouldn't think, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can do whatever we want, we're free, we're independent, big government is watching over you, make sure you don't do any merita. One should always have aimer and covet for the Malchus. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Pare, it's going to be Makkas Bechoris, and all of your avodim are going to come running down to me, and they're going to go and say, Shnel Aros, Kinder Aros, Bnei Yisrael, leave Mitzrayim, because Chas V'Shalom, we're all going to be killed. Why didn't he go and say, Para, you yourself are going to come down in your pajamas and say, Moshe Rabbeinu, everybody arose. That's a passage to say about the Malach. Therefore, it shows Amos Malchus. The word Amos Malchus here is really more covered in Malchus. To go in, an awe, a reverence, a respect. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mihalchus Shnem, this is another passage. By the way, Rashi brings this in Chumash, and there he uses the word covered, he doesn't talk about Amos Malchus. Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan Mihalchus says, another passage, Shnem, Yad Hashem Hoysa, El Eliyahu, Vayishanis, Mosnam, Yorz, Vnei Achav, Ad Boyach Yisrael. So Rashi explains that Achav was riding on his horse, or whatever, and he was all by himself. Now, normally when a melech goes, he has his mesharsim, the yoytzim mesharsim. Even today, lahavdul chayyol, lahavdul mishla, lahavdul by Trump or the president, they always have a motorcade, a price of 20. You have Secret Service in front and in back, and other in the vice president, and under the nevab, whatever. You have
entourage,
a 5, a 10, a 20 automobiles. So therefore, legabi achav svolt kipas, that there should also be quite a few people. For whatever reason, Achav was all on his own, and Eliyahu Novi felt bad for him. Passish. Achav the king, he's all by himself.
He was a wicked king, and he was an enemy of Eliyahu.
He was a bad guy, no question. Nevertheless, Eliyahu went and ran in front of Achav so that he'd be something like a crier. People would say, hey, what's Eliyahu Novi? Oh, because Achav is over there. So that would go and give a cover to the Malchus. So it shows you that even if the Melech is a bad guy, you still should go and show respect and reverence for them. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi, says Agamemnon.